Guitarist Dave Mason was a founding member of Traffic and was with them for their first two albums before launching his solo career, where he had success with songs like We Just Disagree and Only You and I Know. He was also a studio musician who worked with Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and many, many others. Dave Mason has just re-released or reimagined his first solo album, Alone Together. It's called Alone Together Again. And Dave Mason joins me right now from his home in Maui, Hawaii. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Well, you have said that Alone Together Again is a reimagining of your first solo album. What was it about that original album that needed a reinterpretation, do you think?
Well, nothing really. I mean, I kind of just started doing this really for my own amusement, you know, at my own little studio at home. So I kind of started, fooling around with it. I had a completely reimagined version of a song called World in Changes. So I had that, and I recut all the basic tracks for the other songs in the studio about 4 years ago, whilst I was on the road with the band. So I had all this stuff, and then the fires at Universal, where the original masters got burnt in the fire. All this started happening. I had these tracks, Alone Together, seemed to be the catchphrase of the last few months, which was like, oh, well, I sort of had that title a long time ago.
Very appropriate for quarantine, huh?
Right, so that and then all a bunch of different things, and on top of it, this was the 50th anniversary, 50th year, and the songs still hold up. They're all, the songs themselves are pretty timeless, the themes of the songs. So, I had all this stuff, and it all sounded pretty damn good, and I figured also if some miracle, some way, some younger people got to hear it, for them, I'm pretty sure it would be a brand new album. So, well, what the hell? Why not? So I put together a CD that's in the original packaging with a multicolored CD, and I was hoping to have vinyl done for Christmas, but unfortunately can't get it done till January. So there'll be a limited run of vinyl, multicolored, the original fold-out, and there are some signed CDs, and there will be signed copies of the album, but the actual CD and albums are only, the only place you can get that is at my website at davemasonmusic.com. All the digital stuff, of course, is digitally, it's available wherever people get digital stuff from. But otherwise, the hard copies are through the website.
DaveMasonMusic.com is where you go to check out Dave Mason's Alone Together Again, brand new reimagining of his first solo album. And when you go to your website, there's also, speaking of being in quarantine, there's also a great version of Feeling All Right that you did earlier this year. Dave Mason and the Quarantines with the Doobie Brothers and Mick Fleetwood and Sammy Hagar. Probably one of my favorite quarantine videos that's come out this year.
Yeah, me and I managed to corral all these guys, me, all three of the Doobie Brothers, Sammy Hagar, you said, Mick Fleetwood, Mike McDonald, and we all got together to redo We all got together in our separate locations and pulled off a pretty cool version of my song Feeling All Right.
I imagine it's not difficult for you to get people to do things with you, because you've always had a lot of amazing collaborations. People know you from your solo work, people know you from Traffic, but you've also played on a lot of other musicians' works from Hendrix. You had a friendship with Jimi Hendrix. How did that start, by the way?
Basically, I just sat down and started talking to him one night in a club. He was there, and he was a fan of Traffic's, and I was a fan of his, and we just sort of struck up a little relationship that developed into a number of times we hung out together, played, and I got to obviously got to record with him. Finished up playing on All Along the Watchtower, the acoustic guitar part, and singing on Crosstown Traffic. And actually, there's about two or three other tracks somewhere laying around with me playing sitar and bass.
You played on the Rolling Stones' Street Fighting Man, on McCartney's Listen to What the Man Said, and a ton of others. You mentioned Traffic. Yeah. I saw your former bandmate Steve Winwood in concert about 3 years ago. And as he was playing some of the old Traffic material, it kind of sparked in me an interest to go back and start listening to it again. I was always a big Traffic fan. Your time in that band was kind of sporadic. You started with the band, you left, you came back, you left. How many different times were you in Traffic?
I was there for the... Basically wrote half of the first two albums, is basically what it is. And then there was a brief live thing, Welcome to the Canteen.
Did you think that being a solo artist fit your style more than being in a band?
No, frankly, I prefer to be in a band, but the situation with the other three in Traffic was sort of... had become unattainable, let's say. So pretty much my solo career was more of a... It was brought on by necessity rather than choice, let's put it that way.
So you like being in a band as long as it's the right band?
I do.
Well, again, you've had a lot of great solo success. Dave Mason's Alone Together Again, a reimagining of his debut solo album, is available now at davemasonmusic.com. The original album had a lot of guests on it. You had Leon Russell and Bonnie Bramlett and Jim Capaldi from Traffic. Do you have some guests on the reimagined version as well?
Well, the original one, I mean, basically those people were, you know, other than Capaldi played on one track, but, you know, that we, you know, me and him had known. We've been bands since before Traffic, so the other people were basically a lot of the session people that were in L.A. at the time. On this one, this is mostly just my band, pretty much. The only real guest, I suppose, would be John McPhee from the Doobie Brothers, plays a little banjo on a couple of things. Young lady that lives over here in Maui is doing some of the background vocals, Gretchen Rhodes. But otherwise, it's basically just Dave.
Are you ready to put quarantine behind you and get back out and do stuff in 2021? What are you hoping to do next year?
Well, obviously, we're hoping in 2021 we're going to be back out. We'll be, you know, back out touring, I hope. We get back to playing, which I'm sure people will love to be able to get out and go back to concerts. I need to... By then, I'm gonna need to get back to work. The bills keep coming.
It's a little expensive living in Maui, huh? Well, buy one of his albums. Help him out. Dave Mason's Alone Together Again, a reimagining of that debut solo album, available right now at davemasonmusic.com. Great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.